down from his threat to close ports of entry. An acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the proposed action on ABC's This Week.
Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country.
Sealing the border with Mexico could disrupt supply chains for automakers and lead to price increases on produce at supermarkets. Dave?
John, there are more than 1,200 flight delays this morning across the country because of a data problem with a flight planning weight and balance program.
Southwest tweeting, "We have received word that the problem has now been resolved." Here are some of the major airlines that were impacted by this: Southwest, United, JetBlue, Alaska, and Delta.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni. Former Vice President Biden, who's considering entering the Democratic race for the White House, says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately with women, responding to Lucy Flores, a former Nevada politician who claims he made her uncomfortable kissing the back of her head back in 2014.
It's completely inappropriate, that it does not belong in any kind of a professional setting, much less in politics.
That's Flores on CNN State of the Union. A guilty plea in Malaysia in the killing of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's estranged half-brother. But Don Thi Hung, who's Vietnamese, didn't admit to murder. She pleaded guilty to causing harm, got a 3-year sentence, and could be released next month. The U.S. believes Kim's regime ordered the murder, and 4 North Korean suspects were never caught. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There will be even more votes today on Brexit, but they may not break the stalemate that has Britain's divorce from the European Union stalled.
Having rejected 3 times Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal for Britain's EU divorce, lawmakers here will instead vote today on a series of alternative options, including perhaps a closer relationship with the EU than the Prime Minister has proposed.
Members of Parliament have some important decisions to make today.
Britain's Environment Secretary Michael Gove, who supports Brexit, saying Prime Minister May's plan remains the best option. Some lawmakers want Britain to leave without a transition deal. Others call for a second Brexit referendum. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
In China, 24 firefighters have been killed battling a forest fire in the mountains. The military says there was a change of wind as they were battling that fire, and then they were killed. U.S. Marines are investigating what went wrong in Arizona over the weekend.
Marine Corps officials say a routine training exercise turned tragic, adding 2 pilots died in a helicopter crash near Yuma, Arizona over the weekend. The pair were behind the controls of an AH-1Z Viper aircraft at the time. Details are still unclear. The crash is under investigation. The helicopter was part of the Marine Corps Air Station, a 1,300-square-mile training ground, and one of the largest military installations in the world. Tom Graham, Fox News.
There could be big gains on Wall Street to start the week. Dow futures are now up over 200 points ahead of the opening bell. The top-ranked team in the NCAA tournament is out. Duke eliminated by Michigan State 68-67. Kentucky was also KO'd.
For the first time ever, Auburn is going to the Final Four.
Auburn won 77-71 in overtime on NCAA Radio. Westwood won. They'll next play Virginia. Michigan State will face Texas Tech. The winners will then play in the national championship a week from tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
What can Dell Brown Services do for you?
Dell Brown Services can do just about anything for you. A variety of hauling and delivery. You need that old carpet hauled away?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Have a basement or garage full of items that need cleaned out?
Dell Brown Services can do it.
Dell Brown Services, offering delivery from all major chain stores, cleanup, and removal of unwanted items from your home. Need it hauled or delivered? Dell Brown Services is who you call. We are fully insured and reliable.
Call Dell Brown Services today at 521-9495.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, we've got a high near, clear skies and lows around 34 degrees. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. It is 29 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 1st edition of Buyers and Company. We'll have Natalie Beck and Danny Crafton from the Community Foundation. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports will start our endorsement process and your very last chance to win Countdown to Opening Day with Heinkels. All of that next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, you want me to talk to you?
I can hear you, but I can't because I'm trying to get my headphones. Somebody else is at the board, so if you don't mind.
Okay, well, so should I talk to you or not talk to you or to the other person? Just curious. Which one of the 63 genders are you identifying with right now?
They, them, she, her. Talk back.
Okay, the voice is very low. Music was very loud. Okay, you can hear me now, though, right? Okay, you can't hear me now. All right, great. We're having one of those days. We're training, which has been fun for like a week and a half. And so we have to do the actual show, but sort of like we're not doing the actual show. Natalie Beck joins us. The Community Foundation made a big announcement last week, which was very cool. How long have you been on the job?
5 months.
Okay. It's one of those questions I never know the answer to. Because if you'd said to me 2.5 years, I'd go, wow, time flies.
No.
If you'd said 8 weeks, I would have said, wow, time flies. 5 months.
5 months this week.
All right. Are you having fun?
I love it.
Okay. And if I had to get, let's say you get on the elevator at the Decatur Club and you got to go to the top floor, which is only like 3 floors, and you have to explain what the Community Foundation does, what do you say to someone?
We're here to serve donors and to find ways for people to pool their resources to help our community.
Okay. And you guys are sitting on a vast amount of money that you have had donated over the years. People have money parked there that's designated towards things that they're passionate about, right? Whether it's
right.
Art, music, education, whatever it might be. And it seems to me that over the last few months, you guys have really sort of opened up the possibilities of doing some other things with partnering with people, with doing things out in the community. And then when I saw this, I thought, okay, this is sort of the next evolution and the next step. A $300,000 community engagement grant program. What does that mean?
Exactly. So one of my goals was to bring this to the Community Foundation, and it fills the need. You know, we're partnering with groups like United Way and other private foundations. And when you look at United Way, there's some gap between the 2 years that they fund.
Right.
And this is a great way for us to help local nonprofits.
Okay, and so what's the process then for people who might be interested? And Danny's in here.
Is her wheelhouse. She's running this entire program.
Okay.
The process is really simple. We tried to make it as user-friendly as possible. There's an application, and it can be found on our website. It can be found on our Facebook page. It's a couple pages long, and we're really looking for those systems that foster creativity, maybe an organization that needs some seed money for a great idea that we can get out in the streets of Decatur and make a difference right away. This anonymous donor just wants to see impact and improvement. We're trying to take away the burden of heavy data points and tracking that so many grants have and really make this as user-friendly with the end of community improvement.
Okay, and so I suppose this is across the board, but can you give me some sort of examples of what this might look like? I mean, organizations, groups, I mean, are there any sort of qualifications of what they have to be to apply?
Sure. Well, they have to be eligible to receive funding, so either a 501c3 or have a fiscal agent acting as one, churches, schools, things of that nature, any of our normal agencies that we can fund. So that would be one of the qualifications that there is with that. As far as what it looks like, Brian, if you may have a youth group who wants to create some new sort of leadership program for youth, and they want to take some educational field trips, and this would allow them to do that. You may have a group that works, our trauma-informed work, that works specifically with students, and you want to do something along those lines. It could look many different ways, from maker spaces to existing school programs, anything this year. The interesting thing about this grant is each year will have a different focus. And so this year, anything that touches...
So this is going to be an ongoing thing then as well. Yes. Okay, so not just this year. No. We'll get into the timing of when all this is due and when the grants will be awarded. So this is going to be something that happens every year. Are there amounts, requirements? I mean, I know there's a $300,000, roof or ceiling on this, right. But I mean, what can people apply for?
Well, hopefully there isn't a ceiling. We hope that this will inspire other donors to join this, and that we develop our own, that the Community Foundation develops its own community grant program moving forward. So we're hoping that there's not a ceiling, but right now there is. This donor gave us $300,000 to do this work in our community. This we'll give away $100,000 each year.
I got it. So there's up to $10,000 grants.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. So the application period started on March 26th, and it's going to go through, I believe, is it May 17th?
That's correct.
Okay. So people have time to do this.
Yes.
Do you think a lot of people are intimidated sort of by when you use the word grant? I mean, it sounds like something that's going to be a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of hard work.
I think they are. And that's the message we're really trying to get out. And we appreciate being able to come on here and talk with you about it, because we did make it as user-friendly as possible. We want to honor the donor's wishes, and the wish is that we get the money in the community and start having an impact, and we remove those barriers that often keep people from applying for grants, and that's what we hope to do.
I think the same thing can be said about the Community Foundation, Natalie. I think people sort of have in their head a concept that unless I can donate hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, I can't make a difference.
Exactly.
And the Community Foundation is there for everyone.
We are, and that's the whole point of what we're trying to do with this. You could come in right now and give $5 toward this, and it will go toward this program.
Yeah.
We have a lot of funds like that, a lot of scholarships like that. Every amount, you don't have to give millions. You can give $5, $100, and it's very impactful.
Yeah, and if you've ever served on a board or a committee, you learn quickly, what a $500 donation can do and the impact it can have, particularly in a classroom
setting.
Exactly.
You talk about that all the time with the teachers, and it has a huge impact.
Right.
All right. So people will apply for this. You'll award the money, and then you'll do it all again next year. What's the end game, the end goal? I mean, just getting people involved, I know it's an anonymous, contribution, but their passion is for just getting people engaged and getting people involved to make a difference.
To make a difference. You said it very well. And a lot of it is creating or fostering creativity. Sometimes there are a lot of existing programs, and we're really looking for those new innovative ideas. Anything is welcome to apply, but that's something that we're really finding interesting, because people have ideas and then they think, well, I can't do that because I need $5,000 and I don't have that. This is that opportunity, which I think is great for our community.
All right. In giving recently, I would say, the last number of years, there's so much more, I think, sort of designated donating. I mean, does that make sense to you? I mean, like, people want their money to follow their passion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they want to create their legacy and their things that they're interested in. We have a lot of designated funds.
I mean, I see that more.
Yes.
And particularly, I think, in younger kids, they want to give, they want to attach it to something very specific. Not whereas maybe years ago, people would make a donation, you mentioned the United Way, and just sort of give it to the United Way. Now there seems to be like, well, okay, I want to do that, but I want it to go to a certain organization or a very specific organization or a very specific cause.
They're very savvy. They do a lot of research now that they couldn't do 20 years ago.
Well, the information's available.
Yeah,
more
the
than
information's it has. Available, and they really, they're on the ground. They might have experienced something as a child that motivates them as an adult to give. So Yes, we do have a lot of designated funds that people are very passionate where it goes, and they create endowments, and they're going to last forever.
Okay. So if people want to give to the foundation, maybe they don't have $300,000, mm-hmm. you know, but they want to give $3,000, what's the process like? I mean,
come in and see us.
Just stop in.
It's very easy.
Yeah. take the stairs, not the elevator. It's a very slow
yeah,
elevator.
Yeah, the elevator's a little, yeah.
If it's a new elevator.
Yeah, it's just slow.
It's just very, very slow. You. Yeah, I go up and down the stairs. And then if you go up the stairs, you'll see like all these really cool painted stairs, which is always a neat thing. So are you having fun?
Yes.
Was it what you expected?
Everything I expected.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
All right, so it feels good to make a difference every day. And to help other people make a difference.
And that what we're doing as a team and then what the new bonds we're creating. We're working with a lot of existing organizations and really listening more right now and trying to do what they really need and not just, you know, making transactions, but we're actually being transforming of what we're doing with our dollars.
All right. So when you look around the community, clearly there's a lot happening right now, and it's happening on several areas. And I think it's important. We have to have quality of life. You have to help people who are in need. You have to do, there's a long laundry list of things you have to do, but I think you have to do them all simultaneously, right? I think some people think you have to knock something out and then go to the next thing. That's not the way a community works.
It won't work that way.
Yeah.
No. And that's why you have, you know, we're very fortunate in this town to have amazing private foundations at work, like the Buffett Foundation. We have a lot of donors that set up legacies that are handled by banks and different groups. So we have private foundations. You have the Milliken Foundation. I mean, and then you have the opportunity for the Community Foundation to help. You have United Way.
Yeah.
All this group trying to help our city.
And it seems to be like everybody, for the most part, seems to be working together across the board.
There is that surge now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, people, I think people like that.
Yes, it should be that way.
I think that there people have an appreciation for organizations that are working with other organizations, not just duplicating services or, you know, figuring out how to get the biggest bang for the buck that they can. Well, there's a reason why the word community is in the Community Foundation, because it's all about the community. So once again, how do people find the process to begin here to apply for these grants? Like, you have a Facebook page?
Facebook page, website, or just call me at 429-3000. We will get you set up and walk you through the process. It's as easy as it could possibly be, Brian.
All right, up to $10,000 grants.
Absolutely.
All right, so if you've been wanting to make a difference, or maybe your organization's been wanting to try something or do something and just haven't had the funds that necessary, this seems to be a pretty easy way to apply and get on board. All right, so what's coming next for the Community Foundation?
Well, I did want to stress one thing back there. It is for Macon County. So we do want to invite...
It's not just the city of
Macon.
No, Decatur.
It is all Macon County, and we represent all Macon County, and that has been something we're really focusing on. We have a big event coming up April 16th where we're convening all of the nonprofit leaders in the city to come together, where we're going to listen to them for 2 hours. So we're doing that in conjunction with United Way, and we're very excited about that, creating a wish list so that they can have an ongoing list that's available to the community of what their needs are, and then just really... saying, we're here for you. How can we help?
All right. Well, you guys are doing an amazing job. 5 months, I'm telling you, you could have said anything, and I probably would have believed it. The Community Foundation, fantastic stuff. And big thanks to the anonymous donor. I could
absolutely
take a guess, but I won't. We'll just say it's anonymous. $300,000 gift that's going to go back into the community. Natalie and Danny, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for being in.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 34 degrees. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. It is 29 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Redbird winner!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are Limitless.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
Is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, and I have tried and tried, still no Atlantic City by Bruce Springsteen and everything else. What's going on?
All right. Okay.
Just saying. It was a part of Billions last night. They have a pretty savvy music person, whoever that person might be.
Yeah, that's how you found that San Antonio.
Born
song.
In San Antonio.
Yeah, Born in San Antonio.
Love Garrett T. Capps. Very, very, very good. All right, I don't know what my summer song is going to be this year. I always kind of have a summer song.
Yeah, well, it was Pitbull last year.
No,
wasn't
it was Garrett Capps.
Oh, I thought you had a. Maybe that was another summer you had a Pitbull song. Do you not want to admit you had a Pitbull song?
No, you're just making this up. Just saying. All right. Are you ready for summer? Are we ready for summer? Are we ready for the crazy season?
I'm not body ready, but I am ready.
No, I mean, it's going to come, right?
Oh, it is. Yes. It's, you know, April, I think we can still get a little bit of a breath, but yeah. Man, you hit May. It's nutty.
Okay. Do we want to start with endorsements? I got to tell you, did you see Bill Faber's ad in the Herald and Review?
No.
The
Herald and Review?
Yeah, it's this little corner thing right here. He's got like a direct mail piece in the corner. You can't even read it. I could give you a magnifying glass in 4 days, and you would not be able to tell me what this says.
Is this today's paper?
This was Sunday's paper.
Oh, okay.
And Monday's paper. Yes, it's in both papers.
And where is this it's located?
You know, they sell the little ad, like when they, like, remember when the newspapers used to go, like, we'll never touch the front page. That's the, you know, news. Well, then they started selling all the front page. It's the upper right-hand corner. Do you see what I'm pointing at, this little box? No, don't look online. Look on the paper.
I am looking
it's
at
the front
paper.
Box. This is the month. You're looking at today's paper?
That's not today's paper.
Monday, April 1st. This is today's paper.
I'm looking at Sunday's paper.
Okay, of course. Well, it's on Sunday's paper, too.
Oh, okay. And not in the same spot then.
Front page, top right.
I see Reader's Choice.
Do you not see this in the paper?
No.
Do you have the front page?
Is that Saturday's?
That's not Sunday's either. That's Saturday's paper.
Okay.
Can you not, right there at the top of the page, it says Saturday, March 30th, 29th. It will say Sunday, okay. March 31st. Are we on the right day yet?
Yeah, I don't have the right paper.
Okay.
So, no, I did not see that.
Hi, Minnie. You can't, it's like a... This is like a direct mail piece that would be sent to your home. I think there's an endorsement, and I think it's an African-American guy, and I think there's something about... You can't see
it's
it.
It's so tiny.
This alone should disqualify him from spending your money.
Agreed.
If you're not any smarter than this...
Then you probably...
Then you shouldn't be handling taxpayer dollars.
I'm starting to wonder if he actually wants to win.
But look, but why would you buy that? That makes no sense whatsoever, does it? Why would you sell that? I mean, why would you like, look at a client and go, I'm sorry, I just can't take your money.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do that.
honest to God, I don't have the best eyesight in the world. I don't wear corrective lenses. I mean, I'm, you know, I still eke by my driver's license test every 4 years or whatever. But I can't read a single thing on this other than I think it says Bill Faber, City Council, and then there's an endorsement of Bill Faber puts people first, I think.
I can guarantee you I would not be able to. If you can read it and having a hard time, I would not be able to read it at all.
I just wonder what the thought process is there.
I think probably, hey, I want to put this ad in. This is how much I have to spend. They went, yeah, we can help you out.
But
and that's what you get. Yeah.
I don't have words. All right. So I'm looking at the council races. Actually, let's start with park board, shall we? I think it's important, even though there are only literally two slots available and two candidates, that you at least acknowledge people who come forward to run for office, particularly people who have the right motivation and interest in making the community a better place. And so I want to tell you right now that we had Chris Harrison and Kristen White in the studios with us last week. You can listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com if you want to go to the election interview section. They're all there together. I've really gotten to know Chris over the years, served with him on the United Way board, and he's a guy who really is engaged in the community and really is invested in making a difference in our community. Goes to a lot of stuff and I think has the right motivation. He's done a great job as a park board commissioner, and so I highly recommend you circle his name, or if you're voting digitally, do the same. And I got a chance to meet Kristen White. And I didn't realize Kristen White's dad is Brian Hodges from the Decatur School Board.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Known for many, many, many years. But Kristen seems to be highly motivated to do the right thing and be a part of the community. So I will happily, would be happy to vote for both of them on Election Day tomorrow for the Park Board Commissioners. I think, by and large, the fact that you've only got two candidates and two openings means people think that things are heading the right direction. We've had a lot of angry park board candidates over the years, right? I mean, there's been a history of that over the last 20 years.
Yes, because of some difficult decisions the park district.
I'm mad about X, yeah, and so yeah. I'm going to run for office. We had one of those by the name Bob Brilley, by the way, who ran because he was upset about closing Nelson Golf Course, and he got on the park board, and he's the only candidate I can recall in my memory of doing this that ever said, you know what, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was just flat out wrong. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he's turned into a pretty good park board commissioner over the years. So Kristen White and Chris Harrison deserve your vote for the Decatur Park Board Commissioners. School board. This is a slam dunk. Not even close, right? There are others you go, waffling back and forth.
No question on this.
This is... There are three positions available. You have Dan Oakes, who is returning as the incumbent. You have Andrew Taylor from the Economic Development Corporation. And you have local attorney Reagan Lewis. And then you have a woman by the name of Lyra Evans, who is, I don't even know where to begin. She is a throwback to, like, I don't mean yesterday. I mean, like, prehistoric. She doesn't believe in technology. She thinks substitute teachers ought to make the equivalent of $100,000 a year, even if it bankrupts the district. And she certainly doesn't understand, I don't think, what the fiduciary responsibilities of a school board member is. And, oh, by the way, in an open post on Facebook, and I shake my head. In 2019, we had this conversation with Marty about progress. You want progress? Lyra told somebody on Facebook to vote for her and the other blacks on an open thread on Facebook. That's not progress.
No.
And I'm sure she's a nice lady, but the idea that you're going to be Alita Graham's, you know, like Alita gets, I mean, kicked out of office.
Oh, my God.
I mean, kicked out of office.
Disgraceful.
I mean, just horrible. Her and BA didn't have enough votes combined to get either one of them elected. And you think you're going to ride on those coattails to
get
back in?
I'll tell you, as a parent, I don't want any of that anywhere near my school district.
Been there, done that, have a T-shirt, have no interest in returning at all. So Reagan Lewis, really impressed by her. I had not met her before this whole process. She's on the part of the Public Schools Foundation and now wants to be a member of the Board of Education. Dan Oaks, who's as solid as the day is long and offers that experience, and the experience is important. And then Andrew Taylor from the EDC. Not even, I mean, there's no question. Those are the three. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back with more after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Tomorrow is the consolidated election, and so far there have been 1,183 early and grace period voters. According to Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner, voters who requested a vote by mail ballot must be postmarked no later than Election Day and must be received within 14 days following Election Day. Tonight, the Decatur City Council will decide which options the city will pursue for the public library parking lot. Three options are being considered. One that costs about $400,000 and would last 7 years. One that costs about $900,000 and would last for 30 years. And one with a $1.3 million price tag that would feature green space and other aesthetic amenities to tie in with the city's downtown streetscape project. Friday night, folks pack the Hickory Point Golf Club for Decatur Park District's Rotten Easter Egg Hunt. Check out the photo gallery at nowdecatur.com. The adults-only event featured a nighttime Easter egg hunt where participants had a chance to win awesome prizes. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Vice President Joe Biden says in a statement he'll listen respectfully to any woman saying he'd acted inappropriately with them. Lucy Flores says she was shocked when Biden sniffed and kissed the back of her head in an event when she ran for Nevada lieutenant governor 5 years ago.
Frankly, my point was never about his intentions, and they shouldn't be about his intentions. It should be about the women on the receiving end of that behavior.
She was on CNN. Police say a murdered University of South Carolina student, Samantha Josephson, got into the killer's car thinking it was her Uber ride.
Her body was found in a rural area with numerous wounds. Police have arrested the owner of that car, 24-year-old Nathaniel David Rowland. He's charged with kidnapping and murder. Police say he activated the child locks in his back seat so Samantha wouldn't be able to open her door.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows around 34. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 29 degrees.
Will they... Tucker on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. It's time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, let's start with the NCAA. Let's try that again, Mark. The NCAA.
Got it. Couldn't hear you at first. I am sure somebody has these four teams in the Final Four from their original NCAA tournament bracket. You're certainly not talking to one of them. I did not have Auburn, Virginia, Texas Tech, and Michigan State, but these are the four teams that will be headed to Minneapolis this week. You know, it's hard. You watch these games and you realize it's hard just to get to the Elite Eight games, which is what we saw on Saturday and Sunday. And while there's a great joy in advancing from there, you could see this weekend the agony and the heartache to come up short. I mean, players just bawling. And it's just, you know, two of those four games were decided in overtime. Virginia eliminated Purdue 80-75 in overtime, despite a tremendous performance by Purdue guard Carson Edwards. He made 10 threes in that game, scored 42 points. Just didn't have enough help. It looked like Purdue was going to win that game, and Virginia got a jump shot right to beat the buzzer to force overtime and ended up winning. Texas Tech, a three seed, knocked off top-seeded Gonzaga 75-69. Auburn beat Kentucky in overtime. That was 77-71. And Michigan State held off Duke 68-67 behind Big Ten Player of the Year Cassius Winston and a late three-pointer by Kenny Goins. So Tom Izzo is going back to the Final Four for the eighth time. That is pretty amazing. This is not the Final Four most people had, probably not the group that most people wanted. I don't recall too many people clamoring for Texas Tech or for Bruce Pearl and Auburn or for Virginia and their kind of grinded-out style of play. But here we are, and on Saturday the matchups will be at 5:09 p.m., the five-seed Auburn Tigers against Virginia. Virginia is the only number one seed left in the field. And then at 7:49 Saturday evening, the three-seed Texas Tech against the second-seed Michigan State Spartans. You know, the winners will meet a week from tonight to play for the national championship. Pick your favorite. It'll be easy for me to root for Michigan State, the Big Ten co-champs along with Purdue. You know, this field, I mean, let's face it, this field has lost a lot of its star power with Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Gonzaga all out now. There's very few people that can name the players on Texas Tech or Auburn or even Virginia. We might know some of the Michigan State players around here because of regional proximity, but so I would guess that their ratings will end up being down. But you know what? All these games have been pretty darn good here, so I expect we'll get some good ones this coming weekend as well.
All right, Cards and Cubs on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Staley Credit Union, your loan experts.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Cubs and Cards.
Well, Cubs fans and Cardinal fans don't always agree on a lot, but here's something I bet they will all find consensus on this summer. And in fact, we won't even have to wait for this summer. We will all hate the Milwaukee Brewers, and we will all have nightmares about Christian Yelich. The Brewers won 3 of 4 against the Cardinals in the season opening series. Christian Yelich hit a home run in each game and won yesterday's game with a two-run double off closer Jordan Hicks to complete a comeback against the Cardinals bullpen. Just think about that outfield the Marlins had a couple years ago in 2017. They had Giancarlo Stanton, and he was considered the big prize once the Marlins decided to break all that up. And he signed with the Yankees prior to the 2018 season. Then there was Marcelo Ozuna, who the Cardinals got, and I think has generally been a little disappointing. In fact, if you read the St. Louis papers, no one really expects the Cardinals to try to re-sign him. But the third outfielder was Christian Yelich, and Milwaukee sent 4 prospects to the Marlins to get him. And all he has done is win the National League Most Valuable Player Award last season while leading the Brewers to the National League Central title. And then he's Superman to open the season this year against St. Louis. It was, it was crazy. The weekend highlights, Paul Goldschmidt's 3-home-run game, and he added another one yesterday, and a roaring start offensively for Colton Wong, but too much Milwaukee, who continue to be a force and the team to beat in the division. The Cubs lost 2 of 3 to the Texas Rangers. The Cubs had a whole lot of hitting and not nearly enough pitching. Disappointing outing by Yu Darvish. In his one start, he could not find the strike zone, and really disappointing work by the bullpen, especially when they lost the lead a couple times and lost the game 11-10 yesterday. Nobody wants to panic, and nobody should panic after one series, but both the Cubs and Cardinals had hoped to get off to a better start, and it's always demoralizing when the bullpen can't get it done, when you've got a lead and it gets away from you in the late innings. Cardinals at Pittsburgh today at noon, Adam Wainwright pitching, and the Cubs will be at Atlanta at 6 o'clock tonight with Kyle Hendricks pitching.
All right, my friend, we'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, our election endorsements will continue on the other side of the break. So far, we've talked about school board, And to me, it's a no-brainer. Reagan Lewis, Andrew Taylor, and Dan Oaks for re-election. I think re-election is sometimes important. I know in this country we've kind of fallen in love with vote the bums out, right? I mean, that's sort of been something everyone likes to get behind. Experience is important. Sometimes. It's not universal. Because when we get to the city council, I'm going to tell you why it shouldn't be universal. Another head scratcher from the Herald and Review editorial board. And I still can't get over this Faber ad. I showed it to you, right? I mean, you got a chance to see it.
I can't read any. I'm looking at this going,
what is the purpose of this?
I don't know. And I am going to try to give him benefit of the doubt on this.
Whoa, no. Don't start speculating about how it happened. No. There's no benefit of the doubt. He bought that ad. He paid for it. He owns it. This is, to me, actually a representation of why he's a horrible city council member.
It really is.
Tiny, small, isolated, not in touch with anyone. No one can understand anything he's saying.
I can read
that ad
name.
Sort of wraps up Bill Faber to me.
I have my glasses on, too.
It's not a glasses thing.
No.
He took like what would be a 8x10 direct mail piece and put it into a, what is that, like a 1.5, like 3/4, maybe 1.5 inches by 2 inch ad on the front page of the Herald and Review 2 days in a row. There's an endorsement on here, but I can't tell who the endorsement's from because I can't see the person. This, in and of itself, ought to tell you all you need to know about Councilman Faber. We'll get into the rest of the council. Our endorsements coming up on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to re-elect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. April Fool's Day, and if that's a thing anymore, I'm not quite sure. But tomorrow is Election Day, and about 1,000, a little over 1,000 people had voted heading into the weekend. I know those numbers were from, I think, Friday from Josh. We'll see what the end result is tomorrow. Polls close at 7. Take about a half hour to pack everything up, then they got to go back to the office. Wouldn't you think it would be easier? I mean, like, just electronically? I mean,
yes, you'd think this day and age it wouldn't be. But
most people are still filling out a printed ballot.
Yes, and I'm guilty of that. I still do, too. So, you know, we're part of the problem. But I thought whenever you put it in the giant machine, that's what it was doing.
Reading it?
Yeah.
No, I think it's just scanning it.
It's just scanning to make sure you didn't, you know, did you undervote or whatever? Yeah. Are you sure this is correct? And then that's it. But I feel like if we can make things like food in a 3D printer, we should be able to just put in the thing.
Well, but you, that also, first of all, you're being a bit hypocritical in your argument here because you still want to fill out a paper ballot, but then you want them to use.
I know. I don't trust the machine, but I want to trust the machine. Stop. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So city council, right? Very important. If you're going to support the mayor or whoever your mayoral choice is, you know, you got to give them a council they can work with. You have two incumbents that are running for re-election. Bill Faber, I think we've covered, have we not?
Yeah, if anybody's unclear.
The ad was just the cherry on top of the big weird sundae. I want to take a couple minutes to tell you about Lisa Gregory. I think she's one of the better council members we've had. I don't have agreed with. This is another thing I don't understand about the editorial process with the paper and their endorsements. Every candidate has reservations. I mean, unless you agree with somebody 100% of the time, and I don't know another human being that does that with anyone, you've got, yeah, I didn't agree with this or I didn't agree with that. I think she has been rock solid as a council member. She's serious. She's serious.
Which?
Pay attention, Bill Faber.
Yeah.
She's serious. She's not just sort of like trying to get all of the media and be the antagonist. I think sometimes that the newspaper just wants somebody who is just causing stuff, just stirring stuff so that you can get more clicks. I don't know. I want serious people that take the job seriously and aren't doing it for their own ego or their own weird agenda that doesn't match anybody else's agenda. Lisa Gregory, to me, out of all of the people that we had in here through these past couple of weeks, and those interviews are all available at Nautigator.com, just go to the election interviews, is by far and away the front runner, in my mind, for city council. She's got experience. She does her work, her homework. She doesn't grandstand. She listens to people. So if you have a list of candidates like in order, I know you're going to vote for three. Lisa Gregory, to me, is very, very top of that list, and there's absolutely no question about it. She is rock solid. So, of the two incumbents, no to Bill Faber, yes to Lisa Gregory. So that leaves you two slots, right? I found all of the candidates to be engaging and interesting. From Marty Watkins to John Phillips Jr. to Siobhan Francis. But I got to go with Shalith and Rodney. Rodney Walker, maybe the hardest working guy of any of these candidates with all the different things that he does. But he's been a role model forever for kids in this community and a smart guy. And therefore, I think Rodney Walker and Shalith Hansbrough, who I've known for years, and I think is just a solid person, out of the rest of the field, stand out. So, Lisa Gregory, Shalith Hansbrough, Rodney Walker. I just demoted Rodney from Congress to Council. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. Completely. And like
it's no disrespect to any of the other. I enjoyed all of them.
I really did enjoy listening to Marty Watkins. I thought, and it was kind of a tough choice for me. We had some
very nice
guy. Yeah, very good candidates. So, but
I'm going with Lisa Gregory, Shalith Hansbrough, and Rodney Walker. I think Rodney, for his experience with the kids, his ability to be a role model, the fact that he's spent most of his adult life being a role model, putting together quality of life events, and organizations, coach. Shalith has run prisons. You know, I mean, this is a woman who obviously knows her way around budgets and staff and experience. We probably don't see eye to eye on this whole thinking about aldermanic form of government, but that's okay. That's what makes life interesting, is we have different opinions. And I would say that's what it is a difference of opinion, not a reservation. Unlike school board, though, do you feel like if somebody else won, I don't think it would be a big... I mean, it's like the school board is like there's three and then there's like one. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah.
Here, I feel like there's three that I think are the top, mm-hmm. but there's also a lot of other interesting people that have a lot of interesting thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful and grateful that the candidates look like our community, that there's a lot of diversity, a lot of people were running, and a lot of people taking it seriously.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing at the end of the day. All right. We get back on the other side of the break, the mayor's race. Three candidates to choose from. I'm going to tell you hands down why one should get your vote, with or without reservations. On the other side of the break, here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then tonight, clear and lows around 34 for your Tuesday. Mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61 degrees. It is 29 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
A three-run home run and the Cardinals win it. In walk-off style, look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window. Brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Courts and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want. It.
Okay.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We are live on April Fool's Day, and tomorrow is the election. It's important. I know there are people out there that have given up on the political process, and I can't hardly blame you with what we see in Springfield, what we see in Washington, D.C., and in our home state, what we see in Chicago, this recent. Are you watching that mayoral race up there?
Good Lord.
Have you ever seen anybody self-implode quite like that? But we do have our own mayoral race tomorrow that will be decided. And just like I said to you about Lisa Gregory and Shalith Hansbrough, I think it was important I didn't mention Shalith. Paul and I talked about this. I think Dr. Dana Ray has been one of the best council members we've ever had. And when she sort of stepped down and decided not to run, she was there with Shalith to announce her candidacy. It's sort of like this is who I'm backing. It means a lot to me. Because I thought Dr. Dana Ray was a fantastic council member. Now we got three candidates for mayor. And we appreciate all of them for coming in. Once again, you can listen to those interviews. I really, if I had to tell you my surprise enjoyment in an interview of this entire process was the conversation with Jacob Jenkins. I had a lot of fun with that. I really did. And I hope people like Jacob stay involved in the community. But he's not mayor material. Not yet. But I really enjoyed his passion. At the end of the day, I have a lot of respect for passion, right? If you really feel strongly about something, you want to do something to make a difference, good for you. But I enjoyed that interview. David Horn, I didn't enjoy the interview at all. And everything that he gets credit for from the Herald Review, being an outlier, talking about things no one wants to talk about, that's the problem. That's not your job as mayor. Your mayor is to build consensus. That's your role. You get things done. You don't theorize. You don't bring the college campus routine to a problem. You build consensus and enough votes to fix things. By the way, everybody's going to feel really stupid about this whole stalled revitalization argument in a pretty short period of time. And the fact that he doesn't know that tells you all you need to know about the advantages of being an outlier. Sometimes I think other members of the media just want controversy because it sells clicks rather than what's best for the community.
Or these quality ads.
Well, that's not, I'm not blaming, you keep blaming them. That's Bill Faber. So, I don't know what it is about reservations. It seems to be the big reservation is the transparency of the hiring of the city manager, which is the dumbest thing. If that's your reason for not wanting to support Mayor Wolf, it's pretty shallow. Transparency is more important than ever. City Council voted unanimously to hire this guy. So your outliers took part in the same process. The community should not be hiring the city manager. The community's not qualified to do so. Do you want public hearings where people can shout, or do you want a really good city manager? I mean, as a taxpayer, that's what I put forth to you. Do you want a really good city manager, or do you want shenanigans? Because that's what this is over here, a forum that no one attends, community engagement that isn't even there, to pick out a guy that you're not qualified to pick out. I don't get that argument at all. I really don't. If you look at the accomplishments of what's happened on her watch, this is a no-contest slam dunk for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Do you want somebody who can work with both sides of the aisle in Springfield and Washington, bring home projects and money? Do you want someone who works hand-in-hand with the Buffett Foundation and all these other things that are happening in this community? Or do you want an outlier that no one can agree with, can't build any consensus, and lives on a campus with a campus mentality? Well, if we just take away gaming machines, they'll all spend that money on retail. Now, I thank Professor Horn for running and being engaged. He's been here 14 years. He didn't get elected his first time out. He got elected a second time, 2 years later, wants to jump into the mayor's seat because it feels good. You got to vote for Julie Moore Wolf. You may have reservations. You may not agree with everything. But this is an important election. Ask yourself where we go under David Horn's leadership or lack of. Or do we continue to do what we're doing right now in making this community a better place? Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, period. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. A Central Illinois lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for Scott's Law violators. Springfield Representative Tim Butler says Illinois law needs to come